You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is aluminum? Think back to middle school science class, and you saw that funny-looking chart on the wall called the periodic table of elements. Aluminum is one of those pure chemical substances called an element. It's a metallic element. Now, aluminum is a very impressive metal. It doesn't corrode or rust. It's fairly strong, but doesn't weigh very much. It's good at conducting or transferring heat and electricity. It can be drawn out, pulled or stretched, which is called ductile. It can be squished or hammered, which is called malleable. Aluminum is very recyclable. It can be remelted and reformed into new shapes many, many times. Aluminum is one of our most important and widely used metals. Take a look around your house, school, or office, and you'll probably see quite a bit of aluminum. Beverage cans, ladders, windowsills, siding on your house, foil for baking, tins for baking, baseball bats, bicycles, file cabinets, to name just a few. Aluminum comes from a rock called bauxite, and bauxite is spelled B-A-U-X-I-T-E. Raw bauxite ore is mined around the world, but most of it comes from the countries of Australia, China, India, Brazil, Guinea, and Jamaica. Take a look at a map or a globe to see where those countries are. Bauxite gets its name from a tiny mountain town located in southeastern France called Le Bois de Provence. In 1821, a French geologist named Pierre Berthier researched this aluminum-containing ore, bauxite. Now, there's also a town in Arkansas here in the United States, which should be easy to find on your map, and it has a really cool name. It's called Bauxite, Arkansas. And of course, it's named after the bauxite ore, which can be found there. Now, do you remember how I said aluminum is pretty strong but lightweight? And that's why it's used for beverages like soda, juice, or beer. It protects the contents and it won't weigh very much. So try this activity. Get a scale. Ideally, you need one that's capable of weighing ounces. And then see how many aluminum beverage cans you can keep piling up or putting on that scale until you have 1 pound of beverage cans. My guess is you'll probably be pretty surprised at how many cans it takes to make 1 pound. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of aluminum. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for the Weekly Experiment.